686-2237.
Everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney here at the helm of America tonight. From coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between, especially you flyover states, we love you. Boy, we're going to jump right into the thick of this thing. Just a couple of weeks, less than a couple of weeks, we're going to be voting. Who's going to represent you? Hopefully, you get out there. That's all I'm saying. Get out there and take a stab at it. I mean, we're all throwing darts pretty much anyway. Let's face it, because do you really know in some cases what you're getting? Apparently not. Usually incumbents have a 90% or better chance of getting reelected. There are a couple of incumbents who have been around for almost 30 years, like Barbara Boxer, the most liberal Democrat in the Senate in California, who has a chance of perhaps losing her seat. Also, Harry Reid, who's been around for 28 years, has a chance of losing his seat in Nevada. I'm going to tell you how the races seem to be tightening up, especially the Senate races, some of the major ones. I'm going to get to that in a second, but they're polls, and, you know, polls, you can manipulate them however you want to manipulate them, likely voters, all that sort of stuff. And sometimes the likely voter doesn't go out and vote, and that could change things in the end. We're also going to talk about the NFL having the players try to adjust, apparently, to the crackdown on those crazy illegal hits, which I think is a good thing because headhunting isn't good for anybody. Who wants to see their favorite player carried off on a stretcher then find out that the guy is paralyzed? Really, nobody wants to see that. Also, we're going to talk about these California beaches that closed. You know how I have this thing about sharks, and there's been a shark attack on a beach that I used to, a deadly shark attack, a beach that I used to go to at least once or twice a week, so I'll jump to that. Then we've got a lawsuit that is trying to revive the deep water drilling ban. I'll explain what that's all about. In between, WikiLeaks getting ready to publish more Afghan war papers, and in Haiti, this is sad, cholera could really make things so much worse for all of those earthquake victims. Apparently, it's rampant because of the conditions. Of course, cholera is ripe for what some of the people are living in, but wait till you hear the staggering, staggering numbers. But let's jump to politics right from the get-go. Because, you know, it's called the Sunday Swirl. There's all the talking heads on the shows across the board from the NBCs and the ABCs and the CNNs and the Foxes and whatnot. And it's kind of a wrap of what's going on. We're seeing with these debates, too. The debates now, some of them are fast and furious, and in other races, the debates are kind of trickling out. In Florida, Florida's leading candidate for U.S. Senate traded some razor-sharp words, to be sure, on Sunday during a debate at the University of South Florida. It was Marco Rubio, who's the Republican, and the independent Governor Charlie Crist, they're all, and also the Democratic state rep Kendrick Meek, they're all trying to get that Senate seat. They were going back and forth like a crazy sword fight, trying to get on the cutting edge of the topic that most of the people in Florida care about and the people in this country care about. It's the topic of tax cut extensions and what's going to happen there. The Bush tax cuts, are they, when they expire, where's it going? By the way, we're going to let you hear what they said, just a quick exchange, but Rubio leads Chris 41% to 26%, with Meek getting 20%. And this is just the latest poll from the St. Petersburg Times. So here's Crist, Meek, and Rubio during that debate.
People should have to get in the back of the line, pay a fine if necessary, their back taxes, and be able to become productive members of the American economy. It's a compassionate way.
It's important for us to move towards comprehensive immigration reform. Now, I'm the only one at this table that has voted for comprehensive immigration reform because I understand the realities as a former state trooper in enforcing the law.
What I have said needs to happen is we have to have a legal immigration system that functions. And there's no one running in this country that's more pro-legal immigration than I am.
All right, whether we're talking about immigration or taxes, the race that a lot of people are watching is what's going to happen in Florida, and that's not the only one. Let's take some right off the bat. Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don. All right, let's move to our next caller. We'll get Don on the flip side. We missed him. Tomas. Hey, Tomas in Michigan.
Well, you know, I was watching TV. And I saw this black man with the biggest smile I have ever seen on a black man. I mean, I could see light emanating from his molars. I mean, I heard actually that he had to go to a reconstructive surgery because his cheek muscles had been paralyzed from smiling so much on TV. He was actually doing a sit-in for O'Reilly, and his name was Juan Williams. And apparently that's how you look when you have $2 million contract in your pocket and you are able to debate whether the organization that fired you should be defunded.
I know. I love that. I mean, Williams getting dumped by NPR is the best thing that ever happened for him. He said, look, he could just take the shots across the bow just saying, it's censorship, baby. The woman who fired me, they didn't even call him into the office. And then she took a slap at him, referring to that maybe something was wrong with him. He could discuss it with his psychiatrist or he could discuss it with somebody else. And, you know, he was able to take three shots.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, you know, he was just revenge spelt with capital letters, I think it was Friday night. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, apparently if any liberals start moving even the tiniest bit to the right, boy, they get in trouble. Look what happened to Rick Sanchez, you know, same thing. He was gone.
Yeah, he was gone once he, but he also... Oh, some of the crazy things he said. I think the problem with Rick Sanchez is he got baited sort of a little bit into that, I think, because it was a morning show and they wanted some salacious things to come out, but he played into it. But still, in the Juan Williams case, here he is. He's a liberal. There he is. You can call him a watered down liberal or, cause somebody called him a watered down liberal last week on the show. But he's not. I mean, he's a liberal. That's his tendency. That's what his books are about. His books are about all kinds of things with speech and all that stuff. And so, you know, they just NPR just did a horrendous job, number one, of handling it. And what did they think was going to happen with him? I mean, he's right. It does amount to censorship.
That's another 10 House seats for the Republicans right there. And I tell you, it's a big governor race. In my opinion, the biggest one is in Colorado because Tom Tancredo is the number one proponent of controlling our borders. Matter of fact, I remember I met him in the year 2001, just a couple of weeks before 9/11. I'm at the White House, and he was conducting a meeting of all the congressmen and senators who were against illegal immigration, and he was Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Tom Tancredo, thanks, Tomas. Tom Tancredo, he got crucified, actually, in some cases, for his thoughts on illegal immigration, because he said get them all out and all that stuff. And now he's trying to come back into the political arena, and the California race is a huge one. We're going to talk about all the races across the board on the flip side.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the EDGE at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make.
All right, so what do we have? Man, if I do my math correctly, we have 8 days before the midterm elections, and I think it's going to be an avalanche. I do. I think it's going to be an avalanche at the polling places across the country. And I hope I'm not disappointed. I hope it's just bing, 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 bing everywhere. Whatever city, suburb, small town that most people who can vote get out and vote. And if they didn't do the absentee thing, that they're there somehow, some way in the end. It's just too darn important. It is. I mean, you got to exercise this right to vote. I can't say it enough. And I hate the curmudgeonly expression when you hear, and I'm going to get off the soapbox, when you hear over and over again someone say, well, it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter. So why should I go? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. It's not going to make any difference. That's not true, because if more people did that, your vote would matter. In a presidential election, I've said this before, with the Electoral College, you could argue about the sway of the vote, wink, wink. But when we're talking about a local level and a state level and beyond that, your representatives in Washington, no way, no how, you can make a big difference. Otherwise, these upstart candidates, grassroots movements, how could they even get in there? I mean, how is it that a Mike Castle is beaten in the primaries when he's really a very moderate Republican by this Christine O'Donnell. Whether she should be there or not, just the point of view of, wow, somebody that came out of left field. It would be like any of the listeners, and I'm not picking on you guys, but it'd be Dan in Texas or Don in Wyoming or Mark in New York or Izzy in Missouri. It'd be like, and I think all of you are smart, but it'd be like all of a sudden you come out of nowhere and decide you're going to run. I'm running. Izzy's running. Or Mark's running in New York. Boom. And the next thing you know, he's actually on the ballot. I mean, he's really on the ballot. Not just, okay, I'm in the primary and I'm one of however many names. No, he actually gets the nod and he's running. So it just shows that why does that happen? Because of the frustration level and the lack of a satisfactory answer from whoever woulda, shoulda, coulda been there. They didn't cut it. They didn't make it somehow. All right, so that being said, here's a quick look at some of the races. Carly Fiorina and Barbara Boxer in a virtual tie. That's still the same. Rasmussen does a daily poll. I checked it again on Sunday / into Monday. Virtual tie. Pretty much. Then you've got Meg Whitman running for governor of that same state against Jerry Brown, a guy who was the governor for two terms. Brown has a little bit of an edge, 48% to 42%. In some of the other races, you have the Democrat Joe Sestak, who's actually closing a little bit of what would be the gap in his Senate race against Toomey in Pennsylvania. That's a big race. And then you have Rand Paul and Jack Conway in Kentucky. And in that race, it's pretty tight, too. It's almost a virtual tie. In the Delaware race with Christine O'Donnell and Chris Coons, Coons is pouring on the advertising. And in his latest ad, there's music from the Twilight Zone. The ad opens up with the 60s television show and a narrator saying, O'Donnell says a lot of strange things. And so that's getting a big play all over the map in all over Delaware. And right now, she's behind by almost double digits. So she's trailing badly against Coons in any of the polls, whether it's the news, local newspaper polls or whether it's Rasmussen or someone else. That's how it's been almost all the way along. Now, something could change on Election Day. Who knows? There's always a chance of a big flip there if all of a sudden people who weren't saying they were going to vote get out there and vote. That would make a difference. In the meantime, I think the hottest race, and one we've talked about a ton, we've even had people on to talk about it, is really the campaign to defeat, because that's what it's become, the campaign to defeat Harry Reid. There's been all kinds of groups that have poured in almost $6 million into that race between the incumbent, the longtime incumbent, and the Republican challenger Sharron Angle, and especially in the last couple of days. Now, I told you how many days we have left. Not much, right? So they're spending millions probably in this next week, even more, on advertising before the election. It's all kinds of different groups. Some of them you don't know the name of. Some of them you do. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal is saying, I read this statistic and I was like, wow. Their spending comes on top of the $42 million that both had spent through October 15th. So pro-Republican groups overall have spent almost $8 million in Nevada. Pro-Democratic groups have spent almost $5 million. And this is one of those races that's getting a massive response. In fact, the Center for Responsive Politics says only two Senate races in Pennsylvania and Colorado have drawn more from independent expenditures. And besides this Nevada race. So November 3rd, my friends, is going to be a very interesting day. I'll be curious as to how it all falls out, how it all shakes out in the end. If the woulda, shoulda, couldas make an impact, if there's a flip in the House and in the Senate, or if there's slight gains on the Republican side, but the Democrats don't really lose their edge despite all the doom and gloom. I mean, now the Democrats are coming out hard because they see a lot of what's being reported and what the polls are saying, and they're saying that, look, we're going to keep control of the House. There's, you know, there's no question about that. We are going to keep control. Pay attention. But truly, is there any way that that's going to happen? Tim Kaine says his party sees strong trends in early voting and at rallies, and is saying that the higher that kind of turnout, the higher turnout usually favors Democrats, because what they're doing overall, the Democrats and Republicans are doing this too. Anybody who runs knows this is part of the game. It's about that get out and vote, just to try to get out there, really slam that home. And one of the things that Tim Kaine said, he was one of the talking heads over the weekend on the Sunday program this week, he thinks Democrats are definitely going to keep control of the House, and that California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi is going to remain as the Speaker. Wishful thinking, party politics that are on target. Which do you think? Like I said, you look at the polls, things can change in a little bit of a different direction if those who say they're going to vote don't go out and vote. But how much does it change? I mean, that's ultimately the question. All right, speaking of changing, coming up on the flip side, I'm going to fill in the blanks. Haiti, we're going to tell you about that. Also, WikiLeaks, what's the latest there? How much more is going to get published? What's been the reaction? The Pentagon is, I heard, just a wreck over all of it. They would never portray that, but they have people still pouring through documents. Then you have the bombshell of an ex-agent saying, hey, look, there's so many problems with the CIA. There's so many big flaws. A new terror attack is so likely and not out of the question. And this is what people fear the most, is it'll be just another sunny, fabulous day that a group of people are going to work and they never come back. So is he right on about his comments? Is he somebody who has an axe to grind? Or is what he's saying the truth, and that people need to kind of pay more attention to that? Also, we're going to talk about healthcare coverage, too. So a lot to get to. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Here in odds and ends. Boy, could it get any worse in Haiti after that miserable earthquake in, let's face it, a third world country? Now they're saying that aid workers are just scrambling to keep a cholera outbreak from really exploding even worse. It's that squalor that they find in the camps in Port-au-Prince where you have 1.3 million or so survivors living on top of each other. 250 people, rather, are dead, and 3,000 more are sick. 5 cholera patients have been reported in the capital so far, but most of them have gotten it outside Port-au-Prince, so this is a deadly area, and cholera can spread so easily. I mean, deadly doesn't even do it justice. It's worse than deadly. So the only thing you can do is limit patients' movement, and then you have to dispose of bodies very, very carefully, because hundreds of thousands of people, almost everyone, could be in danger of getting it. 1.3 million if it reaches the camps. So what do you do to stamp out cholera? It's soap and water and purification, water purification tablets, and educating the people about the importance of washing their hands. But then you think of what these people have been going through in Haiti, and boy, I hope they don't, that doesn't really truly reach the heart of that camp, because it'd be the saddest thing to see, the terrible photographs that would come out of that. I mean, already it kills you when you look at it, but the way the earth turns so rapidly and Mother Nature ripping apart the earth and some of the other horrendous things that have happened, you know, people in the United States gave a big chunk of money to Haiti. Then it's on to the next thing. Then Chile needs our help or someplace else. That's the way things turn on a dime like that so quickly. So, yes, there are people that are helping and are trying to make the world realize that Haiti hasn't gone away. Let's hope that they have enough of the supplies, the water they need, which that's tough, and the soap and all that other stuff, so that they can try to knock it out as the best they can, although pretty tough. All right, WikiLeaks. Last week I talked to a good source at the Pentagon who told me that there is no doubt they do feel the heat of WikiLeaks, and of course, because they had to hire special people to go through. I mean, when I say hire special people, they had to rearrange people at the Pentagon to pour through all the documents. And now, you know, how much has been released? There's 15,000 more to come. Already published is like 77,000. Then there was altogether 400,000 about the Iraq war, but now these others were held back. Because what they're doing is they're, at least WikiLeaks is smart enough now to vet through everything and make sure they don't have names, you know, concealing the names of these innocent people. Because why do you want to have the sources have to wear a flak jacket and probably be beheaded in some village somewhere when the Taliban finds out who they are? So, I mean, this is no doubt the biggest leak of security information in our history. When you look at the amount of pages of this, if nothing else. And what the pages show, or what WikiLeaks is saying, is that it suggests that there's far more Iraqis died than was really acknowledged during the years of criminal violence and the stuff that happened back in 2003 going forward with our invasion. That the civilian deaths are really nearly 400,000, and the war logs show it. Now, before that, the number was less than almost 500,000. And these war logs were made public in defiance, certainly, of the Pentagon's insistence that the action puts the lives of the troops and their military partners at risk. Now, see, here's the other twist in this. It's the authentication process. Okay, so there's all these supposed war logs and the dates and times of deaths and all that sort of stuff, but they have to make sure they're authenticated because, what, you know, where are the originals? And WikiLeaks isn't really saying much about that. They're trying to not tell any information about the information that was released. So the Pentagon is not confirming of the authenticity of the stuff that's been released, but the number of people that are pouring over the documents, they have to be concerned because, like I said, my pal told me over 100 analysts are reviewing the material that to make sure what's in there, what's accurate, what's not accurate, all that sort of stuff. And the U.S. figures of Iraqis who have been killed, that is what really is the Iraq body count, rather, is what really is sticking in their craw, because the new documents are showing that there's all these unreported deaths that would raise the total of civilian deaths much higher than was originally thought to be. And so what kind of deaths were they that were missing? Were they drive-by shootings? Were they torture? Were they executions? Were they checkpoint killings? All that sort of stuff. I mean, what was it? The Iraqi government had a tally of 85,694 deaths, and security officials, they said, killed between 2004 and 2008. So it's the body count that's really, I think, of concern to the Pentagon and probably the most damaging. Because now what are these 400,000 documents that are out there? What are they going to show? And does it really damage, does this show patterns or is there things to exploit? You know, that's what the Pentagon is saying. Jeff Morrell said the release of the Iraqi war material by WikiLeaks, it could potentially undermine our security, saying that the thing is there's a way to wage attacks against us, and this is what you'll see in between the lines if you read in between the lines, which makes us more curious and want to know what those war logs were. I suppose you wait long enough and they're all going to be out there. And WikiLeaks, I mean, this is the deal. If there's allegations of torture and brutality and, you know, by the Shiite security forces, because they mostly were dominated by Shiite, mostly against the Sunni prisoners, well, there you go. I mean, that tells you something when you think of the factions living there. That is explosive. I mean, that's more explosive than, okay, give us the exact body count, I think, because that shows they were trying to cover up how many people died, why they died, because it's saying that the sects basically turned on one another in Baghdad and in other cities. Not that we didn't see that happening and not that there weren't stories about that, but is it worse than was originally reported? How damaging is it to the people that are currently serving? I mean, all question marks flying around until we actually see what it is that's published. But the Pentagon, I can tell you for sure, not happy, had to put other people to vet it through, almost 100 people. So you know they're concerned about what are the specifics that are going to be out there, because they're not looking for it. They weren't looking for it, not thinking that any of their material was going to be released, and a whole ton of it was released. That's the bottom line. Let's talk about this ex-agent who's saying the CIA has so many flaws, or flaws at least that could be exposed and could lead to another attack. Because what an ex-agent is saying is, and he told this to a couple of different shows, including he was on a thing called Newsmax TV, and I happened to see a little clip of it. He's saying that the CIA hasn't eliminated the flaws that limited what was really, let's face it, their effectiveness prior to the 9/11 attacks. And the former CIA agent is Ishmael Jones, and basically that's a pseudonym for the author on this prominent book, really, about the CIA. And he talks about the fact that we'll most certainly face another terrorist attack at some point. It's just a matter of time, because there are too many flaws, and the overconfidence is the scary part. And specifically what he said on the overconfidence, nuclear weapons and 1930s technology are easier and easier to get hands around. And that's the biggest threat, that if you don't do a good job on intelligence and you have terrorist attacks coming in the future, that's what's going to happen. I mean, you're going to have the exposure there. And then saying that Leon Panetta is a politician and he's more about politics, and that he's not a leader, so there hasn't been big change in the CIA. You know, Panetta, to me, wasn't a great choice for that spot either, for the exactly reason he's saying, that that's what Panetta's about. He's about the connection to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and whoever else, but he's not about the intelligence gathering part of the CIA that is so vital, so vital. You know, how many officers do we have on the streets in foreign countries, and how effective are they? Are they in the United States? Are they out there speaking Farsi, other Arabic countries speaking Arabic or whatever? Yeah, you need the foreign language speakers, there is no doubt. And are they being used to their fullest potential? And that's where he's saying absolutely not. That's not happening. As always, thanks for keeping it here on America Tonight.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Jake in Austin wants to know if anybody nailed the score. He sent me a note in our mailbag. You can do the same thing at americatonight.net. And we're going to get to that in just a second. But before we do, we're going to start something new on this show when it comes up. And it's called Relics or Treasure. I just happened to read a story, maybe the tail end of last week, about the fact that, sad but true, there's another piece of technology that is going in the garbage, and it's the Walkman. How many people listening to me had a Walkman? Maybe the original big old clunky one with the little belt that came with it, or, you know, the black belt that could go around your waist, or you just didn't care about that. You just looped it into your belt. You remember being, like, if you belonged to a gym or you had a bike at your house, you'd get on and you'd have this clunky thing, you'd be trying to figure out how you could hook it up so that it didn't fly out of your ears, and it was heavy, and that was part of the reason. So Sony announced that they're not going to produce any more of the cassette Walkmans, the first that were introduced in 1979. Oh, you think of cassette tapes. That's like 1,000 years ago. And then try to transfer those cassette tapes now. Good luck on that. It's all about the iPod, baby. It's the iPod. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, everybody has an iPod. But I have a little problem with the iPod. The thing that was cool about the Walkman, just in general, even if you fast forward to the disc kind, you know, the CD player, I had one of those, the Discman, that you could get the radio on it, and I got great reception. I used to take it when I was covering ball games, just to have it in my ear. I'd listen to the game when I was in the press box, and I'm sure many of you had different uses for using your CD player or maybe the original Walkman or whatever. And the thing I don't like about the iPod, I mean, I know the iPod, you can load so much music into it, it's great, you're at the airport, and listen, I have an iPod, but the problem is recharging, baby. There's no batteries. Boom, boom, put in the batteries, and you're done. Constantly recharging my iPod. Constantly doing that. I feel like I know this just sounds so old school. Give me those AA batteries instead of having to find a place where I got to plug in. And I liked the reception I got on the AM/FM, like I said, it came in really, really, really handy. So, Matt, what do you think? Is it a relic or a treasure?
I'd say it's a relic, and I'd go with the actual just radio itself being a treasure, because you can't find the portable radios that much anymore. I have one myself, and it took me a couple stores to go to find a small little radio that you can clip on your belt or something like that when you're riding your bike or running. So I'd say that would be the treasure. The Walkman would be a relic because no one has cassette tapes anymore.
No, I agree with you. It's that radio part that's so valuable and so tough, like you said, to find a radio. It's weird because if you watch any of the NFL games or baseball or you watch any sporting event, I'm just going to use sporting events, but it could be something else, and you want to hear it on radio, which a lot of people do. You can't, you know, you're sitting there and you see a play, you think you see a play, but you want to hear the playback. What did they say? Was the person out at home plate? Was that really a touchdown? Was it a fumble? Whatever. You want to hear what's being discussed, so you want that radio, and you don't want a big clunky radio like Matt said, or you're riding your bike or whatever. And I had the same thing happen to me. I found a radio, and it was at a, it was at one of those high-end stores. I can't think of it. It didn't cost a bunch, but it was at one of those high-end electronic stores. And so to me, I agree with him. That was the treasure part of it. The cassette tapes, if you have cassette tapes, and I probably do. I've got cassette tapes, not of music, but of old shows and things I did. I might as well toss them unless you go to some production house. It's pretty much a pain in the rear end to try to transfer. See, here's the thing that's a bummer about moving from different technologies. Every time we move up, things get cooler and neater and bigger and better and all that stuff. Like, I love my Blu-ray deal that I can hit on Netflix and you can watch anything and it's coming right off of your computer. And there it is on the TV screen. But every time we do that, things become obsolete, right? So all these things that you bought are obsolete. Like the VH tape, forget it. I mean, it's about the disc and the Blu-ray disc, and you just got to keep up with it. That's the bottom line. So that's our first of relic or treasure. You might have a different take on it. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Hey, speaking of americatonight.net, without further ado, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, so the question, did anybody nail the score? The answer is no. The Steelers beat Miami. There was some controversy in that game, big controversy. The Steelers won 23-22. A lot of people picked the Steelers, but nobody directly nailed the score. You know, even Rick D. in Kentucky, well, he had Miami, 25-18. Clifford in Missouri, probably the closest, 24-21 Pittsburgh. But No, that it didn't play out that way. Even Dr. E in Kentucky, he had the Dolphins, but he had 24 to 20. See, it's the oddest thing. So week 7 is history, and we move to week 8 next time around. Don't forget, you can win some fabulous prizes and get the bragging rights and all that stuff if you nail the score. Thursday into Friday is when we do it. All right, here's one from John listening to us in Kentucky. Kate, listening to you down here in the Bluegrass State. We like your show. A lot of us from the plant listen. What was the deal on this swimmer who was hurt or killed or something in Dubai? Can you shed some light on that? Yeah, there was a U.S. swimmer that was part of this open water, I guess, 10K race, and he's right about that. It was in Dubai, and sadly, I guess, he said he wasn't, he told his coach he wasn't feeling very well late into the race, and he's 26 years old. This guy was an incredible competitor, I guess. He didn't finish. He was found in the water, and he died. He died of, they think, you know, exhaustion pretty much. And, you know, like I said, sadly, they found him in the water. The water temperature was in the mid to high 80s, and a couple of the swimmers were treated for exhaustion after the race. And swimmers were the first to respond to Fran Crippen, his name was, and he was a medal-winning open water swimmer on the U.S. national team. And he didn't come to, when he didn't come to the finish line, they jumped back in the water to search for him. And then there was a dive team, and they found him just before the last buoy in the course. They rushed him to shore, of course, and went to the hospital, but he was immediately pronounced dead. What a terrible, terrible tragedy that was. This is from Karen Kay in South Dakota. The scoop on Juan Williams. Kate, what do you think the deal is there? Do you think that that was something that was planted all along, that Fox is reveling in all their glory over this Juan Williams thing? Or do you think that it's just what happened and they took advantage of it? Bingo. It's just what happened and they took advantage of it, because I don't think Juan Williams was, you know, doing a plot, some behind-the-scenes plot with Fox to say something that might be controversial that would get him booted from NPR. Not at all. Now, he did know that NPR was wearing on the Fox appearances, so they weren't happy with it. And then when he made the comment that he made, and then they sent out the fact that they fired him, put out a press release about it because they're saying that this wasn't their policy and he was an analyst, and so when he went and said what he said, it didn't fit into his role on NPR. But boy, I'll tell you what, that's a whole lot of negative publicity for them. And it's going to keep cycling around because he's on Fox now and he's talking about it. And it's getting a lot of ink and a lot of conversation, a lot of blogging, all that stuff as to whether or not he was ripped off, including some very, very liberal people saying it was wrong. Even the female talk show, what's that show called, The View? They said it was wrong that he was dumped by NPR for what he said. Food for thought.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.